In 2010, Father Joseph Kelleher was charged in Stanley County with taking indecent liberties with a child when he was a priest in Albemarle in the 1970s. On July 1st, his case was dismissed after the court determined the 86-year-old was mentally incompetent. Court documents say he has dementia and is delusional. In June, two separate lawsuits were dismissed in which two unnamed men accused the Diocese of Charlotte and Raleigh of covering up sexual abuse crimes committed by Kelleher and another priest, Father Richard Farwell, who was convicted in Rowan County in 2004 of taking indecent liberties with a child. The judge dismissed those cases because the statute of limitations had run out. It was too late to file a lawsuit.
Look, we've heard words before. We've heard apologies. But what we haven't seen is action.
David Fortwängler is a survivor of a clergy sexual assault in Maryland. In a press conference across the street from the Diocese of Charlotte today, Fortwängler and another member of SNAP, that's Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priest, denounced the recent court decisions and asked the diocese for more outreach to victims. Diocese spokesman David Haynes said the diocese wasn't notified at the press conference, but he says that it is taking measures to address the problem. He noted the diocese had paid settlements in other cases. Plus,
everybody who works in our churches and everybody who volunteers in our churches goes through a sex abuse awareness training. Additionally, we conduct background checks on everybody who works for us and everybody who volunteers for us.
Haynes also says Charlotte Bishop Peter Jugis has met with victims. Haynes released a statement from 10 years ago in which the bishop expressed sorrow for victims and asked for God's healing. But that, says the Survivors Network, is just not enough. For WFAE News, I'm Nick DeLaCanal in Charlotte.